Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Previously on Royal Britannia.
You say that Governor spends all his time at the fort.
Hasn't travelled back past the farm in a long time to get to his house. We used to all work in the mine since that closed down by my grandpappy himself. I might be convincible to tell it a special way.
What would encourage you?
500 gold pieces.
Go down 400.
Gentlemen, do you have a decision?
400 right now, and my man Keth here will go out and rouse your troops.
Goblins, you are the masters of this. I want you to pick those Banburys for your family, for your ancestors. Are you with me?
Four guards to look in your direction.
A girly voice and go, oh my god, help me, help.
So the distraction is being distracted with a distraction.
My instinct is to attack.
All the guards immediately turn.
Don't involve little snake spear.
I would like to attack Alan with a hand axe.
You pull your axe out, like spin round, and bury it in his spine.
Wait, can we just, let's have a moment. No one else needs to die.
The guards say, okay. Keth, question. Is Bill Snakespear likely to have understood this temporary armistice?
I think he's got a point to prove right now.
Bill Snakespear has poisoned him.
Little guys come good.
Nah. One. Yeah. Get an advantage. Bet it's going to be better than a nat one. No!
As you're trying to sneak away, you trip. Your plastic sheriff's badge lands awkwardly underneath you and snaps in two.
I never thought I'd experience a man at his lowest point.
All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action.
So, Chip rolled two natural ones on the bounce.
In a row.
No!
He had advantage on a stealth roll, rolled a natural one, rolled again, and rolled a natural one.
Oh, so he's dead then?
No. I mean, he has got a bloody nose.
I feel dead inside, I'm not going to lie.
He's got a bloody nose, because he, in attempting to stealth, he tripped over a tree root fell fully prone. Bloodied his nose and snapped his plastic sheriff's badge.
Not the rusty sheriff's badge. It's gone forever.
The plastic sheriff's badge is no more. And he's also prone. So
I bet the next time we go back to our goose, it's not going to be in stock.
James genuinely looks a little bit gleeful at the face. I'm taking away that fucking stupid thing every time.
We will insist on using it in every conversation. So, yeah, you are also prone, Jeff, which means that you have disadvantage against any melee attacks against you, although you do have advantage against ranged attacks again. Your movement, I think, is halved, or you can use your movement to stand up.
And in case you forgot, your rusty sheriff's badge snapped in half.
Yeah,
and
so you don't have that anymore.
Because
even if you got the two parts, no one's going to believe you have a sheriff's badge that's been glued back together.
What kind of sheriff would be so irresponsible?
No sheriff would ever let their badge get snapped in two and not get a replacement.
Oh, God. Oh, I swear, the thing is that I'm genuinely in a rage for
me as Chip.
I'm genuinely in a rage, but me as Jeff can't be in a rage, so it's like character prevail. At this point, I'm going to throw a childish tantrum, pick up my two halves of the sheriff's badge, and just get up and crawl the 15 feet that I'm now able to, having half my movement, as far as they'll let me.
I mean, you very
it's
much...
It's not my go. I know, James. I know it's not my go. But that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do whenever.
So the last guard whose turn it is has witnessed you attempt to stealth, fall flat on your face, and has fallen about laughing. And that's why they rolled a 10 when they tried to...
Same, TBH.
When they tried to fire a shot at you. In fact, at disadvantage, they rolled a 3 as well. So they really missed you. So good news, they tried to shoot at you and failed.
Some saving grace.
That brings us back to the top of the order.
They probably felt sorry for me, in fairness. Everyone knows what it feels like to
me. He is laughing at you quite a lot. It was quite difficult for him to aim at you.
But inside, he feels my pain, I'm sure.
No.
Everyone knows that. I'm sure everyone listening at home will be able to feel the same as I'm feeling about their plastic sheriff's badge.
No. Right. Keth, your go.
Right.
Fuck!
As Keth wipes a tear of pride that Bill has done such a good, unexpected job, I'm going to swing my musket slightly to the left and swing at the guy that Bill has taken that chunk out of.
Okay.
Take shit.
Roll to hit then, please.
Oh, normal service has resumed. That's a 3. So that's a 5 altogether.
Yeah, no, that's not going to hit. So you you fire off another shot and it goes clean over his shoulder and hits the hut just behind him.
That's a warning. Again, this time I'm going to scuttle back another 10 feet to the right just to move my position to try and disorientate him a little bit. Fire a maneuver.
Maurus, you're next.
Looking at disbelief in what's just happened with Jeff and having a little bit of a giggle at the same time, I'll whip up my pistol. And...
He's so angry.
Maurus, I don't know if you remember this, but you can do magic, you know.
I know. But I'm trying to
fix
be conservative badge? And save thing. I don't have that sort of magic.
You're going to fire. Fine. Roll to hit then, please. Who are you aiming at? Are you aiming at the poisoned one?
Yeah, the one that Keth just
crack
missed.
Into it. Roll to hit. Come on. Let's get that D20 rolling.
I didn't miss, I warned him.
Let's have a look.
Rolling. They hate in the outcome.
No, 19.
19 hits. Roll damage.
1d8. 1d8.
This might be my favourite session so far.
Now I know how you feel when you lost your beard, Derek.
I know, right? Yeah. It's tragic.
6.
Hilarious.
And I snapped that in 2 as well.
I know.
How much?
Got a 6. Plus 2, so 8.
Okay, he takes that shot fully in the chest, and he starts bleeding quite a lot, but he is just about still standing. He looks pretty bad off as your pistol round fires through him and out the other side, spraying the hut itself with plenty of his blood, and a big cry out from him. And up
poison.
Next is Derek.
Derek. We've made a shitload of noise so far.
That's the issue that we've currently got, isn't it? The noise.
Just describe what I've seen.
Since you ducked behind the tree, you poked your head out and you saw Jeff cry out and beg for calm. And just as calm has just fallen, a snake has flown out of the treetop and bitten one of the guards on the face. In a moment of panic, these guards have rushed around and aimed all of their muskets up into the trees, at which point, seeing their momentary distraction, Jeff has attempted to leg it into the trees to get some cover and fallen flat on his face, smashing his nose against a tree stump. Blood starts spurting from his nose.
Covered him. Blood and
with
mud
a tear
and tears.
In his eye of pride at his snake's actions, has re-raised his musket. Bertha, I think the name was, and aimed Bertha at the guards outside the hut, fired a round off and missed wildly, at which point Malrus has whipped his pistol at the hip again and fired a round off, hit the poisoned guard cleanly in the chest, spraying the hut with blood, and you have just witnessed this entire scene unfold in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, literally, no, boom, 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 boom. For 1 second, everything was fine, armistice, we were all going to go about our business. next. Blood, tears,
snakes,
poison,
everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Proud.
Have they seen? Have they seen me? I mean, my stealth check wasn't great, but have they seen me?
One of them super doesn't see you. The other one of them does see you.
Oh, one of them does. Okay.
I'm gonna say that the one who super doesn't see you is the one that's got a hole in his chest. One of them just doesn't see you, and the other one does see you.
Okay. I would like to fire. I would like to pull out. Not Banger, but my golden plated pistol that I called Johnny Halfhead.
Yep.
I'd like to fire that at the guy that doesn't see me.
Yep. The leading one, yep.
Which, yeah, so that would be...
Roll to hit.
That would be a 16. Sorry, plus 5.
That hits.
Plus
hits. That's super hits.
Yeah, so like a 20.
That's super hits.
Yeah, so that's 1d6. That's with sneak attack. So that's 5 points of damage. And then another 4 points of damage for sneak attack.
Where are you aiming?
So that's 9 total. Just his head. Just
okay,
bounces
you,
his head. Where else would we be aiming?
You step out from behind the slightly too skinny tree.
Yeah.
And raise the pistol to shoulder height, and with a sort of gangster 45-degree turn on the pistol, you fire this thing clean across the sort of clearing, catches this guard square between the eyes, and the back of his head just explodes. Brains, white matter everywhere, all over this hut, all over one of the guards that was standing sort of next to him as he was sort of trying to help him with this hole in his chest. This guy gets brain matter all over him.
As I blow this guy's brains out, I'd like to go, look, we don't want to hurt the rest of you, but it seems like you're not in any position to bargain. Surrender. And we'll leave you alone. We just want some information.
Okay.
Look, we came here in peace.
And Kef's called off William at this point, yeah?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
He's mid-turn right now.
The two remaining guards look at each other, one of them covered in the insides of their fallen comrade's skull.
And I go, we're just trying to help.
They... give each
We're
other a
monsters.
Fairly knowing look. And with that, well, one of them certainly drops their musket. The other one, still holding it, they turn on their heels and run.
In the direction of the hut or in the direction of the town?
In the direction of the... let me sort of... So where the hut is at the moment, it's sort of back towards the cranberry farm and the jungle area.
Okay.
So sort of where we came from?
Yes, back in that direction.
Let's raid their hut.
I holster Johnny Halfhead and I go, well, that went about as well as expected.
Are we going to try and capture any of them for info?
Well, that was my original, yeah. I was, do you want to try and capture them, Jeff? Do you feel lucky?
Not today, to be honest. I'm feeling a bit pissed off. I kind of want to rob all their shit.
Okay. I mean, there's two dead ones there.
Okay, I want to see if they've got any keys for their hut.
The hut's not locked.
Okay, I want to go in a hut. Okay. I don't care about the guys. I want their hut.
I'm going to call back in. I'm going to call Bill back in.
I'd like to loot the pockets of the guys.
Okay.
Is that an investigation check?
Yeah, roll investigation.
I'm going to loot the remaining guy.
Okay, roll investigation.
17 plus 3, so 20 all in.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Derek, the 19. Guy you search... Fuck. Derek, the guy you search has a small knife on him. Obviously, the sort of short sword thing that he had in his belt and the musket that was there is sort of laying by his side as well. They look like sort of...
Any coins or anything?
They look like sort of standard issue equipment. There are a handful of gold pieces, not many.
Cool.
There's also a deck of cards, if you're interested.
I'll take the deck of cards and the handful of gold pieces.
Okay.
I got 19 on my investigation.
19 on your guy. This is the guy that's had his brains blown out. And he also has a handful of coins, although they are covered in blood. And he also has a small knife, a short sword, and a musket on him. No deck of cards with this guy, although he does have a what looks like the wrapper to a sandwich in his pocket.
Is it got a sandwich in it, or is it just an empty wrapper?
Nope, it's an empty wrapper, although looking at it, you can see that it was turkey and cranberry.
Of course it was.
Look, he was a gambler, clearly, and I put him out of his misery.
Okay, Jeff, you wanted to search the security hut, yes?
Yeah, well, what I just want to point out, I've had the realisation why I probably got the two nat ones. I picked up the D20 from my old set of dice, which I've now thrown into the corner of the room.
The dead set.
Anger.
The ones you did really badly with at the beginning, yeah.
D20, and I pick it up and get two nat ones. So they're dead tomorrow.
Yeah, don't use those again. Yeah.
So I've got my nice new green ones.
Don't roll that D20 again.
Let's see what happens with
two
this
in
one.
A row.
With newfound confidence, feeling that I've lost my old confidence from my badge, I've got to create my own confidence. So I'll pick myself up and walk over to the door very confidently. Right, I'm going to have their shit and just open their door.
Okay, you open the door and inside, it's a pretty standard-looking security hut. I mean, there's a few chairs, there's a sort of window that allows the people inside to look out down, have a decent view down the road, and there's a couple of bunks for the security to have a quick nap if they're on a long shift. There's a sort of hot plate in the corner. And
is there any like lockers or weapons closets?
There are
like
a couple of lockers there. There's four lockers, in fact.
I'll loot them.
Can I check for any sort of like logs, comings, goings, like people that have been by the guard?
You can investigate that. There is a in fact a logbook, a guest book of sorts.
Nat 20, by the way, just saying.
Okay.
Nat 20.
Yeah, you find the lockers, and inside there's some personal effects, some shaving foam, a few bits and pieces, sort of normal.
Now get two of them in a row.
No weapons. No
there's,
gold.
I mean, there's a standard set of short swords, muskets, ammunition, that. All bits and pieces.
Some super glue.
Ammunition.
Specifically, yes, typical sort of.
We don't need ammo.
You know, this podcast works on two assumptions. It works on the assumed reload and the assumed eat. You will anytime theoretically you should be potentially having more ammo. We're just assuming that you have acquired more ammunition because it's really not interesting to think about ammunition. And also, it's really not interesting to have you have to go and eat all the time.
Jay, DM, hello. Sorry. I just want to quickly double check. One, don't suppose anyone's got any stats on a musket. And
I think Tom.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, Tom's got
one.
The stats. So.
I'll send them over.
Yeah, send them over, and then you'll have those stats. Are you taking one of the muskets then?
Yeah, I want a musket.
Okay, it's taking a musket. Fine. In the logbook, you say you're looking for. In the logbook, it's... doesn't seem to have very much activity of late. It doesn't. The dating system seems a bit erratic. It's very difficult to work out when things happen. There's lots of different handwritings in there, and it's very difficult to tell.
Are there more?
Go on.
Are there more goings than there are comings?
Yeah.
Get the turn of phrase.
Yes, there are. There are more goings than there are comings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a
lads. It doesn't seem like many people are going up to the old house there.
Why would they have four guards?
It's probably
then?
Worth a check out.
You got four guards on this.
That's a good question. That is a good question.
Yeah. Like you'd have one guard if there was no one.
Well, put it this way: you'd still set an alarm on an empty house, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I would set an alarm, but I wouldn't set an alarm and like four other forms of CCTV footage plus a security guard. I'd have one alarm. Like I'd have one guard manning a non-really man
Look,
road.
Jeff, We know you've suffered a lot.
And that is why you're not governor.
That's why your house got robbed.
Yeah, that's why you've been kicked off the force.
Just FYI, for anyone listening, I've now upgraded my home security. I've got much more than just an alarm. The roving dogs team is now active, as are the laser and shoot-on-sight snipers. Back to the podcast.
Right, so you appear to have cleared the security huts. Are you heading on up to the governor's house now? Yep.
Quick scan to see if I can hear like any footsteps approaching us, any reinforcements coming, anything like that. I'd like to make a perception check.
No, not that you, not okay. that you can hear. Are you walking up the rest of the driveway now, or are you still going to try and go cross country?
I think we've sort of abandoned the stealth.
If they don't I think know you we're may here have by done, now. Yeah. Let's just go. Yeah, let's go.
There's no one here, as we hope.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you walk up
this time, guys. Carolers?
Yeah, sounds good.
So, as you walk up the driveway to the governor's house,
covered in blood and gore,
it's quite an imposing building, quite big. There's all those sort of columns and things. It's two stories, all the very, very tall windows made of a sort of white stone, with a sort of semicircular set of round steps leading up to a huge double front door.
That's a big one.
Nice place.
I think you should knock, Jeff.
I've to be honest, lads, I've lost my confidence.
Fine, I'll knock.
You didn't say that with much authority.
Okay, are you knocking on the door?
You didn't say that with much facial.
Let's knock on the door, see if there are answers. If not, let's go in.
Yeah, you knock on the door and there's no answer.
Turn the handle.
Ah.
You turn the handle to the door and it's open.
Step inside.
Yeah, you step inside and you are in a very plush hallway with a sort of red carpet, and ahead of you, you can see a huge staircase. So that's sort of the double staircase that joins in the middle and then goes up to the next level.
Is it a tall ceiling?
And you can see some big doors off to your left and big doors off to your right and some sort of opulent furniture. Mm.
I'd like to put my hand on Keth's chest and just go, I've done this before. Just follow my lead. And I'd like to move through the hallway.
I want to look up and just go, hello.
While he does that, I'd like to move through the hallway and just check for traps.
Okay, roll... I don't know what you roll to check for traps.
Investigation?
Yeah, probably investigation. Let's try that.
I'm assuming roll it's got a tall ceiling here then.
Yeah, very tall. It's a double height space.
Soon as I see that there's a tall ceiling, Jeff would instantly be, hello! Woo! And hope for some sort of echo to test the theory. That's it. You can shake your head at me all you want, but that is 100% what I would do.
No, I'm just saying I got a nat one.
Oh.
On my checking trap. I got a nat one. I've done this before. Don't worry. I've got lots of experience doing this immediately. The fuck's off.
You're convinced that every single tread of the staircase is trapped.
I wouldn't step there if I were, it just wait, I try one very gingerly and then try another. Spend about half an hour doing that.
Absolutely convinced you are that at any moment, any step you tread on could bring down the swinging axe blades and falling spike traps of
the old no obvious traps routine. Yeah, I've encountered this one before.
Whereabouts is the governor's office?
He actually has his office in the library, so he's got a huge sort of library office space.
And where is said library?
Just down the hallway, in fact.
If you've had a pamphlet with a little map on it.
It is. It's actually got a map in the entrance hall that says, you are here, and points a little arrow to the entrance hall. It's got a little map of the whole property. You can see the dining room on it. And
it says the traps are here.
This guy's got a terrible memory. The staircase
it just says, trapped. You can see upstairs there are 8 bedrooms. You can see where the servants' quarters are. You can see where the cellar is with all the wine, and you can see his office/library.
Can I
right,
take
lads, where first?
Derek and go to the library?
Yeah. Take me?
Yes.
I've been so useful so far.
Cellar? Kef?
Definitely. I'll show you a thing or two. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Okay, let's go with Jeff and Kef to the cellar.
Could we do the other ones? Because I really need the loot.
Okay.
He says, okay. As he dances.
Yes, we're splitting up. I can go. Nope, not yet.
Oh, no. Okay, right. Well, we'll go with Malrus and Derek then off to the library / office. As you enter the room, you can see it's an opulent, well-furnished, tidy room in good order. There's bookcases lining every wall apart from the main wall at the far end of the room, which has floor-to-ceiling windows with sort of French doors that open up into what you can see to be a well-cared-for garden. Actually, at the this end of the room, you can see there's a piano, which is nice. And at the other end by the windows, you can see a well-organized desk with some chairs in front of it and a very luxurious-looking chair stationed behind the desk as though someone would be prepared to work there.
This might be the nicest house I've ever been in without the owner's permission.
You know what? You're not wrong. Same here.
What are we looking for, Belrus? Take your lead on this.
I'm going to do an investigation check for anything that might be valuable, like safes hiding behind photographs or bookcases or secret passages or just anything that could be interesting.
Okay, roll a perception check for me.
Okay. What's my perception? +2, that is 18.
Okay, with an 18, you notice a couple of things. So you notice that this room is, although opulent and in good order and well-designed and just a very luxurious space, you do notice that actually it's quite dusty. It looks like no one's been here for quite some time. It looks to you as though really it could have been months since anyone actually entered this room. And the other thing you notice is that pretty much every book on the shelves in this entire sort of library space is full of great works of literature from across the world. Fantastic novels and graphic arts and the histories of famous people and glorious, glorious tales of adventure, except for one book. One book stands out to you from the rest, and that is because this book is called Lockpicking for Dummies.
Hey.
And it's on the sort of third shelf, about halfway along the west wall of the library.
While he's checking the bookshelves and trying to find like secret passages and all of those kind of things, I'd like to have a look at the desk and see if there are any. First, I'd like to look to see if the papers are in disarray or. Just look around the room and see if there are any signs of a struggle when this place was left.
No, the room looks absolutely pristine.
Okay. Looking over the desk, is there anything related to... Can I do an investigation check maybe to see if there's anything related to the fort, any communications that have come into the island, anything like that?
You can't see a great deal on the desk.
Anything that looks especially important.
It all looks just like typical writing paper, inkwell,
right.
Quill. It just looks prepared.
Anything that mentions the name Balon Park Tree?
No, nothing at all.
Okay.
If it's okay, I'm going to go and try and get the Lockpicking for Dummies book off the shelf.
As you reach up and grab hold of Lockpicking for Dummies, there you try and pull it off the shelf and it doesn't actually come away. It just tips forward. And as you do that, a whole section
of the library bookshelves swings forward to reveal a hidden door.
That's what I was looking for.
What? Sorry, as I'm just immersed in like mundane correspondence. What? Sorry, huh?
Over here, Derek. I found a secret passage.
Worst rogue ever. When the cleric finds the hidden door.
Just trash. Just utter trash. A hidden door, is it? Lovely. Does it go looking through the passage? Does it go up or down?
It's just a hidden room. It's not a passage anywhere. It's just a small hidden room. With a few shelves inside and a few books and things.
Definitely check this for traps.
Okay. Yeah. Roll investigation then.
That would be a investigation plus 3. That's a 21.
There's no traps that you can see.
Moving in, what do we see?
Like I said, there's a few shelves in there. There's a much more sort of basic looking table. And there's a few objects about the place. And inside you'll see on the shelf there is a set of coconuts. Sort of cut in half and dried out.
What a
hollowed.
Lovely bunch they are.
There's a box of cereal.
That's a big one. That's a small one. That one's as big as your head, Belrus.
There's a simple brass ring sat on the desk, and there's a couple of books that just appear to be financial logbooks, sort of the finances of the governor's works.
Of the governor.
Yeah.
The brass ring intrigues me the most, I think.
Yeah, I was going to offinch that.
Well, you can take whatever you want from the room.
What? Sorry, just quickly. Sorry, it's very, very hot and it's late. quickly, what was there again?
So there was a set of sort of hollowed out half coconut shells, sort of dried out, okay. A pair of half coconut shells. No string. Just the hollowed out halves of a coconut, a box of cereal on which is written fruit rings.
We're not and a brass ring. We're not confirmed.
And a simple brass ring. Yeah.
Can I take the coconuts? Please?
Yes, you can. The coconuts are the coconuts of low budget travel. They are a set of hollowed out really coconuts. Nice. That can be clapped together, creating the sound of a horse. They add 15 feet to your movement speed, although moving over any distance over your standard speed will require banging the halves together, so stealth rolls will be at disadvantage.
That's amazing. That's
awesome. I'd like to take the brass ring.
Okay, you pick up the brass ring, and on closer inspection, you see this is the ring of magical bureaucracy. When casting a spell... while wearing the ring, the caster can choose to cast it without using a spell slot. However, the player must roll 3d4 and a huge number of forms and pages of T's and C's to be completed, signed, and initialed in triplicate will appear that must be completed before the spell is cast. This will occupy Incredible. The caster for the number of turns equal to the roll.
Incredible. I would like to go... this ring looks sort of magical, Balrus. Might be more suited to you, to be honest, mate.
Do you want the coconuts? Should we trade?
I'll take the coconuts off your heads, if you're up for it.
Yeah?
Wow.
I mean, they're just coconuts to me. I don't really see the value in them, but if you insist.
They might come in handy.
So we'll swap, and then I think we'll pick up the cereal boxes.
Okay, the box of fruit-flavoured cereal called Fruit Rings, and they say on the box, they're a delicious way to start the day. And when you pick the box up, it's slightly heavier than you expect a box of cereal to be, and when you give it a shake, you can hear something quite heavy sort of moving around in the box.
There must be a prize.
Gotta be.
I tip it out.
Okay, so you tip it out and cereal goes absolutely everywhere. All those delicious fruit-flavoured rings are all over the floor. And with a loud clatter, a small iron key also drops onto the floor.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, it's me, James. Just pausing for a quick second for a few quick messages, then I promise we'll be right back to find out what happens next. As always, I want to say a massive thank you from all of us for taking the time to listen to Roll Britannia. We know there are a lot of choices out there, so thanks for giving ours a go. And if you are enjoying it, why not hit subscribe and leave us a review? Reviewing our podcast helps us stand out from the crowd and tells other people like you that our show is worth a listen. Plus, it gives us a warm, fuzzy feeling. And that's good.
One of the things that we've discovered since being part of this amazing world of podcasting is the community that makes up this D&D podcast world of ours. And it is just amazing the support and interaction we get from absolutely everyone as part of this world. So as a sort of thank you, we wanted to share with you a promo for one of our favorite podcasts, obviously apart from our own, that's out there. This is from a group called A Fool's Quest, and they are absolutely hysterical. They've got a really fresh and interesting approach to using music and sound effects as part of their show, and the comedy and writing within it is just spot on. So take a listen to this, and then we'll get back to the show. All right, cheers.
What would you do if I told you that the world is not what it seems?
You're telling me that potato salad is the key to other worlds? Ha! It's not even the best side dish.
And people are not who they appear to be.
I don't know that we can trust Master Boucher.
Well, I know for damn sure we can't trust Charles Edward Cheese.
My name's not Mike.
Where puns run rampant through the streets.
The Global Adventurers Guild, Master Enterprises, will not stand for this.
Well, it's gag me for sure, so I'm pretty sure they take everything on their knees, don't they?
And it's hard to tell who the real monsters are.
Well, yeah, it's a mimic. But I'm Francis the Lion.
Three heroes.
You have my sword.
You have my kazoo.
Oh god, my hip.
Face off against three villains.
Never again will they enslave me.
We'll make damn sure of that.
I'm Francis the Lion.
We know.
To keep the world of Euphrae from ripping apart.
This damn portal won't close.
Have you tried turning it off and back on again?
And Tim and Terry from getting even more screwed.
They're totally werewolves.
Yep, they're definitely werewolves.
Holy shit, those guys are werewolves.
Welcome to A Fool's Quest. A Fool's Quest can be found on all major podcasting platforms simply by searching A Fool's Quest.
Anyway, thanks again for listening. Let's get back into it.
While you're contemplating what to do with all your new goodies and the mess you've made, let's hop over to Jeff and Keith, who've wandered into the cellar.
Oh, okay, what do we see? How many rows of wine bottles do we see?
Well, you see more rows of wine than Keith, the half-orc, is able to count. You quite literally have never seen so much wine in one place.
You all right, Keith?
I need to sit down. Keith? This is possibly the best day of my life. Not only has the boy managed to actually do something for once, I've seen all the wine in the world. I need to sit down just for a minute. It's too good. This day's been too good.
While Kef's having his little happy breakdown, I'm going to. Is the cellar well lit? Can I have a look? Is there a light that we've turned on, or are there torches on the walls, or is it generally visible?
It's not lit at the moment, but there are lanterns available down there to light should you have the ability to do so.
So can I whip out my tinderbox?
Yeah, of course you can.
I'm going to whip out my tinderbox and I'm going to find I look around and see if there's a torch that I can see, maybe an unlit torch on the wall.
There's a lantern right by the door. So
sound. I'm going to light the lantern using my tinderbox.
Yep.
Bring it up and start making my way into the cellar. Just like a couple of steps.
Okay.
Just sort of see if by holding out the lantern. Whoa, look at that. Look at that, the light. Whoa. Whoa, where's the lantern gone? There we go. Holding out the lantern a little bit. It would, you know, give me a little bit better visibility of anything in the room other than wine.
It's just wine. It's a cellar.
Sound. Well, I keep other things in my cellar, but don't tell the police.
Yeah, the best bottles are the dustiest ones. Let's find the dustiest ones. They're the oldest ones and the best. Let's go get them.
Old and dusty. Okay.
Light the way.
Before I go anywhere creepy, though, I like to have a little look around beforehand. So can I check to see if there's any traps in an old, dusty cellar?
Yeah, feel free. Roll investigation.
Investigation. Da, 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 da. 17.
Yeah, there's no traps that you can see.
Sound. I'm going to confidently walk to the next lantern and start lighting all the lanterns in the room.
You do that.
Excellent. Keth, right.
There's lots of lanterns lit.
Now you can see fully the gravitas of this situation. I want to check on the... I want to get some bottles of wine then. I'm going to go and look for some really old dusty bottles of wine, find some dusty old bottles of wine and start putting them in my bag.
Roll perception then, I guess.
Natural.
See if you can find...
Natural one.
Oh, God.
Okay, you pick up a bottle of vinegar.
And drop it.
No, drop it. You want one of these, and I'll go to grab a really old, nice, dusty one. Should I roll as well? So we can find the nice bottle?
Yeah, please.
17.
Yeah, you find some good wine.
Ooh, have some of this.
It's from a good year. It's a good vintage.
Is it made of bat?
No, it's not bat wine. It is regular wine.
The good stuff.
Yeah, it's
not milk.
I'm not
rats.
Not interested.
No, you've got a couple of good bottles. How many bottles are you taking?
I eight for me. I'm going to fill my flagon. I'm going to fill my huge flagon with one of them. Just so we've got that there, just in case. And then shove the rest in my bag.
Yep.
What else have we got? We've just got loads of bottles of wine. Okay. You can see everything else. There's not much else in here.
So you're a small off license now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more. I'm guessing there's more wine, isn't there? There's
bargain,
more wine.
Kef.
Oh, there's literally thousands of bottles of wine.
Sound right? Okay, I'm going to go to a different end of the room, Kef. I'm going to be back. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to go to a far end of the room, and I'm just going to have an unleashed rage room session with bottles of wine in anger at losing my sheriff's badge, and just start yanking bottles of wine, smashing them on the floor, walls, throwing them against other bottles. Just a mad, rage-filled smash session.
Okay.
Smash.
You throw... a good 40 or 50 bottles of wine around the place. There is lots of broken glass, red and white wine everywhere. I mean, you've committed the sin of smashing good wine and mixing red and white at the same time. It's just a terrible thing has occurred. Meanwhile, in the background, Kef is very carefully selecting, looking at good bottles, considering them, comparing, going, maybe this one, maybe that one, putting a few back and going, well, actually, I'll have another one of these, maybe this one. And you see him just carefully decanting a few in the background while you're ferociously hurling these at the wall in anger.
As I walk back.
And, yeah.
As I walk back, I find the dust. I look at the dustiest bottle I can find and just walk up to Keth and say, see that? Point to the massive mess of wine broken bottles down there. See the bottle, smash it on the floor and just go, that's how I felt, and walk off up out the cellar. Because that's how I felt when I lost my badge. Just heartbroken at the visible destruction of something beautiful that you used to have the capability of having.
I'll just stand there. Kef just stands there, agape.
So you've got yourself some wine now. Your wine is worth... ooh! Goodness me. 1,060 gold pieces.
Oh,
your whole collection is worth.
How much did I just smash? That's amazing. That's the most expensive rage room ever.
You smashed 37,000 gold's worth of wine.
Oh my God.
I'm happy with that because that is an approximate gold equivalent of how much I feel that Sheriff's badge was worth to me. I know.
Wasn't your sheriff's badge worth like 200 gold?
Yeah, it was not a lot. It was not a lot in Argus at all, but its affection had grown on me, its uselessness. It should have had so much power, and it was just shit, it's one job.
Okay, right. So swinging back over now to Derek and Maurus. Are you hopping back out of your secret room back into the library / office? Are you having any more of a look around the house?
Yeah, I'd like to have... just before we leave, again, look for any important documents that might illuminate, why the governor's left and all of that kind of stuff.
Just the financial logbooks for the governor's business. Nothing too dramatic. Money in, money out, you know.
Yeah.
Mostly money in.
Yeah. Scanning through those. Okay, mostly money in. That's a good sign. Scanning through those, there's nothing like amiss. There's nothing that I, with my particular skill set, would notice.
Not with your particular skill set, no.
Okay.
What about with my particular skill set?
Yeah.
Are you an accountant?
No.
No, then.
But I know things.
Okay, roll intelligence check, then.
In a Dungeons & Dragons game, that's amazing.
Yes, it's the biggest twist ever.
Roll intelligence.
Where's intelligence? There we go.
Very bad intelligence.
He's actually missed tax payments for the last 4 years and so therefore has justification to get 16. A warrant for the fort, and therefore we can storm it easily because he's mispaid his tax.
If only we had a sheriff's or some sort
of
authority.
We can't make the legal.
Sorry, what was the role, Maurus?
Al Capone 16. Has got away.
16? No.
I can. It just not a chance. Anywhere near as successful as last time.
Oh, it's all Greek to you. Okay.
Does anyone speak Greek?
Yeah. So I guess with that, we'll just head
should
back
we,
out.
Should we head to the cellar?
You meet back up in the front hall, and
see Jeff absolutely covered in
wine, stinking of wine.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, we found an excellent little. I mean, Maurus found an excellent little, hidey hole that had some nice things in it. What about you? Good time?
I found an excellent vintage that had a smashing time.
You want to see how much wine there is down there? I can't carry any more.
Oh, well, Derek excitedly runs down to the cellar.
Okay, you're going to grab some wine as well?
Yeah, I'd like to just grab whatever I can carry.
Okay, roll perception.
Can I... go and grab a few dusty bowls as well.
Oh, yeah, roll perception.
I have taken one.
16 all in.
16 all in?
Yeah, same. Okay. 16 all in.
Okay.
Yours are worth 28,000 gold. You can pay for the next adventure, Keith.
Okay, between you, you managed to grab a full... very quickly, between you managed to grab 12 bottles of pretty good-looking wine. So however you want to divide that up between you.
Split it.
I mean, you are all clinking quite a lot now.
In their bags, or have they got those like nice, sturdy plastic carry cases from Tesco?
Well, a lot of Waitrose,
just take those two cases of those down there.
We're not savage.
Unless you guys have got bubble wrap.
Cardboard affairs,
Unless you've got bubble wrap or underpants, you guys are fucked carrying them. Do you want to stick some in my bag? Does anyone want to stick any wine in my bag? I'm happy to look after it for anyone so it doesn't smash.
I sigh heavily and I...
How much are the bottles worth?
Do that first.
No, your bag is full of bitterness. With no more room for anything else.
Looks like you're carrying a lot of baggage there, Jeff.
Okay, you've managed to grab 1,040 golds worth of wine.
Fuck.
So, shall we split the bottles three ways?
Yes.
I think, yeah, I'll take two. Ooh. Oh, no, hold on. It was 12, right? So I'll take
Well four. Done. Yes, Alex.
Taking four each. Good.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll take four each.
You can split that however you like. Okay.
What was the amount again?
1,040.
333, and then...
But the bottles aren't necessarily all worth the same amount, so...
It's true.
How much are my two bottles worth? Four bottles worth, James?
I don't know, you do that in your own time.
You work that out between
it's
you.
Roughly, it's roughly 340 gold.
Yeah, call it that. So,
worth of wine.
What's next, guys? Are you going to head somewhere? Let's keep the game.
Upstairs.
You're going upstairs? Okay. Yeah. Upstairs, there are eight bedrooms, as you saw on the tourist information board on your way in.
Isn't it weird that they have tourist information for a private residence? That's very odd.
Well, you divine from that the governor gets lost in his house a lot.
Should we do four each?
Yeah. Two bedrooms each, if it's eight bedrooms, right?
Yeah, there is, yep.
Could stick together in pairs, just in case.
So, yeah, quick investigation.
Can you all just roll investigation, then?
15, 17, 14, 18.
Maurus, you find what appears to be the master bedroom. To you, it seems like the place where the governor would sleep. It's got a big four poster in it, a chamber pot, and a number of other bedroom accoutrements.
Suspicious stains.
I do like that word. It sounds nice on the tongue. It's got a good mouth feel. Yeah, some suspicious stains on the sheets and no, and
dirty governor.
Ooh. The bed sheets are all crispy. There's a white sock just poking out from the bed.
It's dry.
Stiff as a board. Yeah. Rigid enough to kill someone with.
Governor's a teenager.
He was once.
God, how old is that sock?
You don't want to know. And yeah, like with all the other rooms in the house, it's very well presented, very well maintained, but under a thick layer of dust. Like no one has been there in a long time.
I think their maids need firing.
I roll for secret passages again.
Yeah, you can roll.
What was it from before? Can't remember.
Yeah, roll an investigation again, I suppose.
15.
Yeah, you have a look around. You can't see anything that sort of stands out that might be a access to a secret passage.
So it's all, the whole house is like neat, but hasn't been touched in a while.
Very, very neat, very well presented, but...
So it seems like he left of his own accord.
Show home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's his spare house.
Hence the pamphlet.
Yeah, hence the tourist information board at the front
door. It's the show home for the gated community, guys. Clearly.
Any ideas, lads?
I don't think
anybody
want to
come
here
and poke around in the master?
I was going to. Can I check another room? I'm going to check another room. I'm going to check this room first, lads.
I mean, you've all checked all the rooms.
Done all the upstairs. Done the library. You've
checked all the bedrooms between you. Mm-hmm. Done the cellar.
Looking for important documents in the master bedroom. Then again.
Okay. The only document you can find is his diary. Because apparently he's a 14-year-old girl from the 90s.
Well, hence the sock. No, it doesn't really work.
Never
mind. No.
Oh, that's an image.
Just grab through the mechanics.
I'd like to look through the diary then. Yeah, I know.
Don't commit any brain cells to it.
Keep it family friendly. Come on.
Yeah, because this podcast has been family friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have said fuck for ages.
Yeah, I want to read through the diary then.
You're live on Channel 4. Please don't say fuck or bugger.
Bugger. What does his diary say?
The whole thing.
Do you want to open it to a random page or
from page one?
Turn to the last page. Yeah.
Okay, you turn to the last page, and the page reads. It starts with a cough.
COVID.
How's that spelt when we read it?
It says, I've made the deal. It took a long time to decide, but the only way it will work is if I do as he says. They'll hate me for it, but it's the only way. And that's it.
Going back through the diary, is there anything that I can glean from the he that he's talking about? Is there any mention of...
As you're looking through, he does mention a he quite a lot, but it's never given by name, no descriptions
never given by name.
Is there any point that you can see that it starts? Like when the he starts?
The first mention of him that you can see comes a little over a year ago.
Inside the back cover, is there a number or
what's
a contact
the context for that?
Information
yeah, is
for
there a note section?
Maybe an address.
For a good time call.
I was thinking more of a code or...
Yeah, the ISBN
some
number.
Passwords,
Yeah, it's got the Wi-Fi code.
God, that takes me back.
Excellent.
The ISBN number. when he starts being mentioned, what's the context for that?
The context is a new acquaintance.
Okay.
Someone who right. excites the governor.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was a year ago. What happened a year ago?
It says everybody on the island has told us that the governor's in the fort.
Who runs the fort?
It'll be the governor.
Whoa.
Governors, they run the
fort. It all sounds a little bit ominous.
It does sound sketchy.
What's the key for?
Okay. What are we thinking, guys? What's the key
we
for?
Have a, yeah, I feel like there's more to this
good question.
Is there an
have
attic
we seen...
roof?
Yeah.
An attic door we can see? Can I look up? I'm going to roll to look up. I'm just going to look.
Can you look up?
Can I look up?
Roll to look up.
Natural one, genuinely.
For fuck's... No. Yeah.
Your neck breaks. You die. You leave the podcast forever.
You look down.
No, he stays on, but he's just paralyzed.
No, you look up so much, you fall over backwards like one of them penguins when a plane flies over.
Hey, do I notice anything when I'm on my back?
And did you actually roll a one? Okay. Yeah, you take three bludgeoning damage.
No, I mean...
it wasn't entirely one.
And you're on your ass again.
Okay, Ace.
If I take three bludgeoning damage, I'm genuinely in potentially some repair.
Derek gives a quick sniff and smells the wine and goes, he's had a bit too much. Checking for attic. Checking for attic.
Do I see anything when I'm on my back, when I fall on my back? Like an attic door, maybe?
The ceiling. The ceiling is what you see. And some stars and some birds going around in a little circle.
Yes.
Are there any doors in the house that we haven't been able to get into, or like that we've passed that we haven't opened, other than bedrooms and
none that you've tried? I mean, you've not tried going into the servants' quarters, the dining room, or the kitchens.
They're
all
like
on the map.
A map.
Servants' quarters
that we can actually see.
Yeah, it was the tourist information board at the front door. I told you there's a tourist information sign at the front door.
Can I go back to the tourist information and trace the map so I have a portable version?
I'll pick him up and just chuck him back on his feet.
Just take the thing with sake.
It's enormous, like at the zoo.
I didn't realise this was the episode of visual aids.
Yeah, I know.
Sake. Lads, I've traced a map.
Oh, that is fancy AF. So the room with the giant rug, is that the...
that's the office library, yeah.
That's the office library.
Yep.
And then there's the dining room.
Yep. And the kitchen just off that.
And then the long room, is that the servants' quarters?
The long room next to the library is the secret room that you uncovered.
It's a secret room.
Yep.
Bedrooms. Okay, so I think servants' quarters then.
Okay.
Seems I'm
the
just
most
gonna,
likely
yeah.
place for go something on. To be hidden.
You go and check out the servants' quarters.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Go.
Yeah. Open the door.
You open the door and that's the servants' quarters. You found it.
Yay!
Checking for any secret doors.
Okay, roll investigation or perception.
Oh, that is an 8.
Yeah, no.
Solid
that's...
8.
Yeah, no. None that you can see.
Well, nothing.
Literally worst rogue ever.
I know, right? It's terrible.
So far, we've got the worst rogue, can't find any hidden things. The worst cleric, never buffs or heals anyone.
Maybe we should swap, Belrus.
The amateur accountant.
An orc.
And a ranger who only recently has acquired a creature who's capable of doing things.
Just at the wrong times.
Yeah, but just at the exact wrong moment.
Things are going well.
I'm the only decent one here. Come on, guys.
possibly the worst.
You're the one that keeps falling over and hurting yourself. So,
but also we've not been told what your class is.
Ooh. I'd like to say the only person that's taken any damage in this whole recording session is Jeff, and all 100% of it was done to himself.
Yeah. Out of honesty.
Well, I'm seeing nothing, basically. Oh, this looks nice.
I think I'd live here if I was a servant. I think it was a 17.
17? Yep. And you find the servant's quarters, and there's no hidden things that you can see.
On to the next area, then. Dining room.
Can I check the servant's quarters for any, like, lockers, hidden stuff?
No, there's no lockers. Just so you know, there's no bonuses for 100% map completion, just so you know.
We're looking for a door.
Just a thought. Could this key open the door to the fort?
Ooh. Or a secret hidden door in a mine shaft?
Does it say fort on the key?
Has it got a tag?
A little paper label.
Yeah, is there anything in the diary referencing the key?
There's no paper labels, and there's nothing in the diary that suggests what a key hidden in a cereal box would be for.
Dungeon Master, what does the key look like?
It looks like a small iron key.
Does it have fort engraved onto it?
For the viewers at home, there is so much rage coming off the Dungeon Master now.
Does it have fort engraved onto it?
No, it doesn't have the fort use me engraved on it. No. It's just an iron key.
Very, very briefly scanning, just because, you know, Derek wouldn't want to leave without checking everything.
Of course he wouldn't.
Just very briefly scanning the kitchen and the thing. Kitchen and the dining room, nothing in there, I suppose.
In the kitchen, it looks very clean, very tidy, but again, a little bit dusty. And the dining room table looks like it's set for dinner. But again,
with food?
Just under a thick layer of dust.
That is so creepy.
All the plates and cutlery and glassware and everything.
Creepy.
We're terrified, James, of just walking out of here amidst something glaringly obvious. Yeah. That's what we're terrified of.
You didn't ever ask about the secret door within
our wheelhouse.
Dining room.
That's what we're all scared of. They're like, there's no traps in Dungeons and Dragons, but I gave you everything and you walked straight out the big house. That's what we're scared of.
Cool. I mean, Derek takes his hands in his pockets, lights up a cigar. I'm ready to leave whenever you are, lads.
Yes. There's nothing here.
Cool.
I think we head to the mines and then up into the fort.
If that is a way.
I think, while we go down to the mines, you know, if that's the plan, maybe we just somebody in town, like, what happened a year ago? Did things change a year ago? You know, with the information that we've got.
Did you take his diary or did we just read it?
No, I took it.
Of course you did.
Right, you're heading into town then.
Very quick question. Have we not heard from Nancy yet, Derek?
Have I heard from Nancy yet?
No, you haven't.
Do you want to give her a bell?
Nah, mate. Nancy, come in, Nancy, over. Not like that.
Hello, dear.
Just quickly checking. You haven't heard anything from the competition, have you?
Oh, no, my love. They haven't done the draw yet.
Oh, right. So what time do they do the draw?
Last thing on the Balon Park Tree Show, my love.
How long have we got before then, roughly?
About 3 hours.
Oh, shit. We've still got a while, lads.
That's fine.
You fellas okay? Over.
Nancy, can't talk right now. See you soon. Over. Just fucking put it
okay,
in my pocket.
Hang up button on the stove.
Nancy, please. We're trying to be professionals here. Over.
Sorry, my lovey. Over.
Ask her about this sock that we found.
Right, we go back into town then, lads.
Worth a shot before we break into the fort, eh?
Oh, Nancy.
Hello, my lover.
Nancy, over. You don't know, but being, you know, a bartender and a bar owner, you hear a lot of gossip. You don't know anything about something that happened a year ago with the governor, do you? Over.
It's about a year ago. He started spending a lot more time at the fort. That's the only difference. He used to only visit, really, like, once a week or so, but he started going there every day. And that's when Balon started running the prizes to get him the gated community. That's when he started that.
Did he run a show before then, or?
Oh, the show was running, but he used to run different prizes. He used to win all sorts of things, but mostly you win entry to the gated community now.
Right. Thank you, Nancy. Love you. Kiss, kiss. Bye, bye. Over.
Love you too, lovey. Over.
Let's put that away. Right, lads. That's fucking weird. I guess fort.
You really
it is.
Know how to toy with Nancy's heart, don't you, Derek? Like 1 minute, please keep the line
indeed.
Clear. Shut up. And next minute, oh, love you.
Look,
come on, man.
Yeah. Look,
sort it out.
I can't find traps or secret doors. Why do you think they call me a rogue?
Oh, right, my God. Let's go to fort via the mines.
Yeah,
amazing.
Wow. Yes. Are we heading to the fort? Or are we heading to the
yeah
the
via
mines?
The mines. Yeah.
Okay. As you walk down to the town and towards the mines, as you are walking through, three angels swing around the corner and approach you all and say, hello guys, how are you? Have you entered our competition yet?
Yeah, we have.
Yes.
Hi, we're doing well.
You have? Fantastic.
Just on our way to the town, we're heading back towards sort of Nancy's.
Where are you coming from?
Just a little bit of sightseeing.
We just went for a walk, don't worry.
A cranberry farm we went to.
Cranberry farm? They're good up there, aren't they, them goblins?
Yeah.
Talented. Quite
something.
Good at crushing and stuff.
They're working harder than ever. After someone had a word with them.
Derek shuffles his feet and like kicks some dust and like looks at the crowd.
So you weren't up at the gated community then?
Where's that?
What gives you that
idea? I think we may have gotten turned around or something, but...
Oh, was that
we were looking for the cranberry farm.
That
eventually...
thing near the cranberry farm, wasn't it? Yeah, that wrong turn.
So we were told, some angels told us that we could go there, so we diverted and eventually found it. Got a bit mucky.
Is that so?
Don't worry about all this red. Don't worry about all that. That's just cranberry juice. Don't. That's, you know, it's fine.
And you haven't been to the governor's house then?
No, just an alcoholic. I'm young. I like drinking wine. We've got a bit of wine.
No.
Roll deception.
Whip out your badge.
I got a plus.
Guys.
No, wait.
Guys. Like, you're trying to make me cry. On podcast?
I got plus 8. That's a 19.
I got 18.
18?
Oh dear. Look at this smug dungeon master face.
Something tells me this is not going to go well.
They don't believe you.
You see...
They fucking see you.
Fucking sees you.
While your words are convincing, there's something very odd that's going on. These angels that you see before you that are wearing these red hooded robes and look beautiful and carrying clipboards are somehow changing. The vision before you seems a little different. You can't really... There's not something visual changing. It's just what was soft and beautiful seems to gradually become sharper and angrier and taller and broader.
I'll have what she's...
And... These angels you see before you that you believe to be Azamara, which are a kind of blessed half-angel people, seems to be changing and
morphing before your eyes without ever actually being different. It's almost as though these things that you're seeing before you were always what they are now becoming and had never been what you saw them as. And before you now stands three angry-looking half-demons in battle armor. And roll initiative.
Now young Jeff has found himself in a rage that far exceeded his apparent age. And after the guards into the jungle fled, our heroes proceeded to pillage their shed. Something that they did once more when they reached the governor's manor. But what does the governor's diary mean? And what dangers do the angels bring? And now off to the mines, will things get creepier? Find out next time on Roll Britannia.
Podcast Network.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Careful, just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.